And you guys, all the best.
The US Report with Bob Tarlow. Back in the USA.
Let's get over to the U.S. now. Good morning, Bob.
Thank you, Carl, and good morning, Carmen. Former Vice President Joe Biden really needed an overwhelming victory in South Carolina's Democratic primary election yesterday to stay viable in the presidential race.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, South Carolina!
Now, with 100% of the votes counted, Biden, propelled by the state's large black population, trounced the second-place finisher, Bernie Sanders, 48-20%.
Just days ago, the press and the pundits have declared this candidacy dead. Now, thanks to all of you, the heart of the Democratic Party, we just won and we've won big because of you.
Next up, Super Tuesday in just 2 days. That's when 14 states vote, and it will be make or break time for several of the remaining candidates. Sanders watched the result from Virginia, one of the Super Tuesday states, and he reminded those at a rally that he's done well in Iowa and then went on to win New Hampshire and Nevada, but...
You cannot win them all. A lot of states out there, and tonight we did not win in South Carolina.
The third-place finisher last night was billionaire hedge fund manager Tom Steyer, yet he only had 11% of the vote, so spending $23 million on ads in South Carolina, well, it didn't pay off.
I said if I didn't see a path to winning, that I'd suspend my campaign. And honestly, I can't see a path where I can win the presidency.
So, Carl, Tom Steyer's long-shot presidential bid is over.
So, Bob, what about the other billionaire, Michael Bloomberg?
That other billionaire, Michael Bloomberg, did not come in at all yesterday because he was not on the ballot. The former New York mayor didn't run in the first four states to vote, instead making a supersized bet, about $500 million of his own money, on finishing strong in the Super Tuesday states and beyond. Will that work? Well, Carl and Carmen will begin to find out.